I am an older sibling. I have one brother. He's 2 years younger than me. And little brothers sometimes can be annoying. Generally, I think of myself as being a rather good big sister. I never really beat him up. The worst I did was sometimes I would push him down and then sit on him, which he hated. I was 10 years old and Jonathan was 8 years old, and we got into a fight in the living room. You know, honestly, I cannot remember one thing about what we fought about. I can just remember that we fought. I remember that Jonathan said something that made me so mad that I started to feel the anger. You know that kind of anger? It kind of flushes you. It kind of comes up like this rage, and I got just infuriated, and I decided I was going to get violent. I pulled back my foot to give him a huge kick. But 8-year-old boys are pretty fast. So Jonathan got out of the way, and I ended up kicking the leg of the sofa, and I broke my toe. Have any of you ever broken a toe? It hurts like the dickens. It's unbelievable. I had no idea that little toe could feel so much pain. I actually broke my toe again during my sabbatical, but this time I promise I wasn't trying to kick anybody. It was just an accident. The other thing about breaking your toe is there's nothing you can do about it. Chris said, "Nah, we can't go to the doctor. There are no splints, there's no casts, there's no orthopedic surgery. It's as if we just don't care about the toe. All you can do is sort of band-aid it to the toe next door." I want to talk to you this morning about a difficult subject. I want to talk to you about pain. I know you're going to say, "Pain? That's even worse than money." Americans hate pain. In fact, we run from it. We usually try to over-medicate it or make it go away in some way, or we try to pretend it doesn't exist. Neither of those really do that much good in the long run. But as followers of Jesus, we need to understand what pain is and the choices we have to make when confronted with it. Because for the human existence, there are some truths that our culture doesn't tell, but I think the church should say out loud. You hear me tell one truth a lot. Remember, I like to say that the death rate is 100%. No matter how much oil of Olay you use? Well, another truth is that somewhere in the course of your human life, you're going to feel pain. It can't be avoided. It would be like trying to walk between the raindrops. Pain is something that is woven into the fabric of our existence, as well as pleasure and joy. But we need to understand the different kinds of pain and how we are called by God to respond to them. The first kind of pain is the kind of pain that we bring upon ourselves. Like, it's pretty wise not to try to kick your brother. And if you kick your brother, you might get hurt. We bring all kinds of pain upon ourselves through bad decisions, through reactive anger. And the only thing we can do when we bring pain upon ourselves is to say we're sorry to anyone we hurt, and even to ourselves. We need to forgive ourselves, because even if you have caused others pain or yourself pain, we can't go back in time. You can't redo the past, and you don't want to get stuck there. So eventually you have to forgive and let go and learn and move on. The second kind of pain is what we hear about in today's gospel. In the Gospel of Luke today, we hear about a woman who has been crippled by pain in her abdomen or back, we're not sure where, but she's been bent over for 18 years. That's a lot of pain for a long time, isn't it? This second kind of pain is pain that comes upon us. Pain that we didn't ask for, that we don't want, because we never want pain. And pain that we can't control. This could be a lot of things. You could get let go from your job, your company closes. You could have a loved one die. You could fall ill with an illness. You could be driving your car and just be hit by another car. There's a million ways this kind of pain can occur to us. Jesus, though, when talking about this woman's pain, makes something very clear, and I want you to hear it. He says that Satan has bound this woman. Satan means the adversary. It's not a red guy with a tail. But what Jesus is trying to say is that it is not God's will for you to suffer. And that's something that the Hebrew Scriptures wrestles with a lot. There are passages that say that God punishes with pain. But Jesus came to tell us that that is not true. God did not design the world initially for us to suffer. But we know from the story in the Garden of Eden that tells us a deep truth about who we are, that we were designed to live in harmony with God without pain, but that something has been distorted in our relationship with God. And in this fallen world, we have evil and we have goodness. We have darkness and we have light. We have pain and we have pleasure. But it is not God's intention for us to suffer. That is why when you fall ill, when you lose your job, when your spouse leaves you or something else horrible happens, one of the initial responses that we always have is, why is this happening to me? It doesn't seem fair, and it's not fair. And it's not part of God's original plan. This kind of pain happens upon us because we live in a fallen world. When this kind of suffering comes upon you, though, you have a fork in the road. You have a choice to make. It is quite easy to go down the road into self-pity, into anger and despair. Heck! It's not fair. And heck, you didn't deserve it. And heck, there's every right to feel sorry for yourself. But that road only leads into darkness and self-absorption. The other road that you can take when pain comes upon you is to use the pain to glorify God. To use the pain to glorify God. This woman, her pain becomes a canvas upon which Christ can paint a beautiful thing. Because of her pain and going to God with her pain, Jesus heals her and she shows everyone who Jesus is. Sometimes we can show people God's glory because we get better, and sometimes we can show people God's glory because we can love and serve even in the midst of our pain. God is doing so many amazing things in this congregation, and we have a woman whose name is Lisa McKenna, who has suffered from cancer for many, many years. But Lisa told me early on that she didn't want to take the road into self-pity and despair. She wanted to use her cancer as a way to glorify God. And so she told me, when someone suffers from cancer, I want you to call me, and I want to call them. And I said, okay. I realized quickly that Lisa could speak to people with cancer in a way that I could not, that she could walk beside them and give them hope, that when she spoke to them, God was very present in the midst of the conversation. Lisa has now, as part of our Center for Well-Being, started a cancer support group. And God is very present. And they are all learning to use that terrible kind of pain as a way to help others. The third and final kind of pain is the pain that Jeremiah, the prophet, struggled with his whole life. This is a pain that we choose, a pain that we choose to take upon us out of service to God. Jeremiah was born into the priestly class in the land of Judah. He lived just northeast of Jerusalem, so his family would have been well off, he would have been well educated, he would have had a comfortable life. But early on in his life, Jeremiah heard God speak to him. And God said these beautiful words that are so profound. God said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." That means that every one of us is known by God, was an idea in the mind of God eternally. That tells us that God knows you better than you know yourself, that God knows every hair on your head, every fingernail, and even every broken toe. And God says to Jeremiah, "I have made you for a purpose. I want you to be a prophet to the nations." And Jeremiah says, "Lord, I can't do that." And God touches his mouth. Jeremiah will spend the next 50 years telling people what they don't want to hear and being unpopular, even hated by some. He spends his life worrying about the people all around him in the land of Judah who are not listening to God. They're surrounded by huge empires. They're going to be taken over by Babylon. He keeps warning them. They ignore him. They imprison him. They beat him. And he suffers. He feels such sadness for all the people. He writes the book of Lamentations because he feels so sad. But underneath all of that, Jeremiah's relationship with God grows and grows deeper and deeper, giving him joy even in the midst of the sadness, until eventually he overflows with praise for God. You see, when you follow God into pain, when you choose service and you are not afraid to go even into hard places, your relationship with God becomes so fulfilling, and pain never lasts forever. But that relationship with God, oh, it lasts for an eternity. And Jeremiah is rewarded beyond what we can understand. We have another parishioner. By the way, both of these parishioners are in the choir. Is there some kind of recipe there in the choir? The other parishioner I wanted to mention this morning is Hud Berry, Dr. Hud Berry. I just did a podcast with Hud. He is an orthopedic cancer surgeon. Can you imagine? But he's also spent his life in the military, went to West Point, was in Desert Storm. He knows how to take care of wounded soldiers. And so after a fulfilling career, he retired and had every reason to just put his feet up. But Hud comes here regularly and prays, and he said, I knew that God had given me a skill set, and I felt God calling me. So we went to Haiti. What was that like? I said, well, he said, there's something that fills your heart when you're a doctor who's not even getting paid. And I couldn't really fix people because I wasn't there long enough, but I could care for them. I could set them on the right path. And then Hud decided to go to Ukraine. He has been to Ukraine multiple times, operating on the soldiers on the ground. Can you imagine? And he talks about the resilience and the courage of the Ukrainian people and the damage of our chemical warfare that we do now. And his podcast is amazing. And I said, Hud, how can you do that? How can you go there? That's so painful. And he said, I know, but I've never been more fulfilled. So, my friends, the landscape of human life is full of pleasure and pain, of living and dying, of light and darkness. The question that you have is, what will you do with the life that God has given you? What choices will you make when you have to suffer? God gives us every opportunity to use everything in our lives to glorify the Lord. The choice is yours. Try not to kick your brother, and take that suffering and use it to the glory of God. Amen.